Welcome to Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com. Tonight's the night that first-year Northview coach Sid Wheatley has been looking forward to for a long time, and he's confident it's going to be a good one. The Chiefs open their football season tonight against Grantsville, and Wheatley is ready. He has worked as an assistant coach in Northview for the past 4 years, so he knows the young men that will suit up in the garnet and gold, and they know him. It was a good, ready-to-work relationship when Wheatley took over as head football coach just 3 weeks before tonight's first game. Tonight's final score, Wheatley said, will depend on just a few factors: execution, limiting mistakes, playing smart, and playing hard. The Chiefs, who were 2-8 last season, will have one really big challenge tonight against Grantsville, 8-3 last year. His name is LaRon Hoover, a 230-pound running back that had 1,200 yards last year as Grantsville advanced all the way to the regional finals. Perhaps the Chiefs' big strong point tonight is 20 seniors in the lineup, and Wheatley said those seniors have been instrumental in providing leadership and motivation for the entire team. Now, we go to Northview High School for tonight's football game against Grantsville here on NorthEscambia.com.
Well, we're about to get things started as our captains head towards the center of the field for our first game of the 2009-2010 season with the coin toss. Captains for tonight's game will be Jeremy Jackson, Chris Sheets, Anthony Pierce, and John Sellers.
Thanks for joining us for Northview High School Football here on NorthEscambia.com.
This time, our 2009-2010 Northview High School cheerleaders are being introduced. Carly Hedrick, the captain, senior. Captain Felicia Settles.
Co-captain Megan Ryan.
Co-captain Miss Megan Ryan.
Senior Amy Clark.
Senior Amy Clark.
Candace Greenwell.
Candace Greenwell.
Cassandra Lett.
Miss Cassandra Lett.
Amber McMillan.
Amber McMillan.
Courtney Merritt.
Courtney Merritt.
Heather Ward.
Senior Heather Ward.
Junior Hillary Bird.
Junior Hillary Bird.
Tori Shavers.
Junior Tori Shavers.
Lauren Cloud.
Lauren Cloud.
Andy Gideon.
Andy Gideon.
Alicia Gomez.
Alicia Gomez.
Sarah Kellum.
Sarah Kellum.
Brooke Tullis.
And Brooke Tullis.
Sophomore Taylor Bird.
Sophomore Miss Taylor Bird.
Lindsay Holderfield.
Lindsay Holderfield.
Lauren McCall.
Lauren McCall.
Charlie McPherson.
Charlie McPherson.
Caroline Prater.
Caroline Prater.
Corey Reed.
Corey Reed.
Thanks for joining us for Northview High School Football here on NorthEscambia.com.
Well, we're about to get things started as our captains head towards the center of the field for our first game of the 2009-2010 season for the coin toss. Captains for tonight's game will be Jeremy Jackson, Chris Sheets, Anthony Pierce, and John Sellers. Northview will be receiving the kickoff, and the Graceville Tigers will be kicking off.
I think the only way to describe
As we approach kickoff time, I'd like to say thanks to Mr. Doug Kaiser for joining me tonight in the booth. Helping with a play-by-play on this game tonight. I'd like to say thanks to Coach Wheatley and his staff. Coach Wheatley beginning his first year as head coach for our Northview Chiefs. Also adding to his staff this year, Mr. Ty Wise. Coming on board. He's got a big task ahead of him, big shoes to fill, but he's real excited. Talked with him last night. And here come your Northview Chiefs. Teams are taking the field for the kickoff.
Position. Obviously, the
Chiefs will be receiving. New House is deep for the Chiefs.
I will get into more of that later as we have
Michael Cowell.
Onside kick, number 5, Sean Knight takes the ball, goes up to about the 43-yard line,
it's
on the 40, it'll be first and 10 on the 40 for the Chiefs.
The ball is spotted on the far half mark. Left you in there. I guess that was a maroon and gold. So I like to let him know where he is.
Number 12, Brad Lowry lines up behind center.
Spread out and then they crunch it in.
Number 2, breaks it down. Jeremy Jackson.
Goes
for about 12. It'll be first and 10. Takes it to the 48. Graceful. Nice run by Mr. Jackson. He bounced way outside in.
With the clock running, so it's 0-0.
Back to Mr. Jackson again. He goes up the center. He moves it for about 5. Straight up the middle there. Another 5. Another good run by Jackson.
Come on, Keith, that's the right ball. Pick up the 4 on the play. Check it down to 4.
That's right. You can take this broadcast to the first quarter to Mr. Worley over there at this point.
Minute into this first quarter. 0-0. Chiefs driving.
6 is the measurement.
Oh, beautiful. The Chiefs. They're going. Number 4, Dustin Newhouse. Touchdown, Northview. Dustin Newhouse takes it over the left side. Touchdown for your Northview Chiefs. Dustin Newhouse with a 44-yard touchdown run. And Lowry attempting the extra point.
Brandon Sheets is holding.
Sheets is holding.
Number 8, Brandon Sheets holding.
There's a penalty. Let's see what happens.
So obviously, they're keeping the game.
My boy,
which could be something we have to battle with.
All sides on Graceful. So Brad, line up to do it again. Boom, and he kicks it through. It's up good. Now it's 7-0, your Northview Chiefs. So with 10:47 left in the first quarter, it's 7-0, your Northview Chiefs.
NorthEastGambia.com is your source for Northview High School football.
Chiefs line up to kick off. Brad Lowry's lining up to kick it off to Graceville. Number 7, White, is deep for the Graceville Tigers to receive. Lowry's kick is off. Gets it number 4, Laster. He takes it. Gets it back out to the 35-yard line for about 13 yards. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 35 for the Tigers.
There you go, Steve! I just want to put the hammer on it, boy!
Number 11, Miles, back with the Tigers. Pitches back. Oh, he's tackled for no gain.
Number
4, Lassiter. Tackle for no gain.
I
got him for a loss of 1 yard.
And a very good job of tackling.
This will be 2nd and 11.
As we get started here,
Sheets makes a tackle. Miles lines up. There he is again. Miles keeps it. Miles out across the 40 to about the 42, 43 yard line. Monterio Mitchell makes a stop.
Stephen Long.
And Stephen Long on the stop. Mitchell and Long. It'll be 3rd down and 2. Long 2.
Here we got an athlete left. 3rd down and 3.
Up the middle.
Oh, it's no gain.
Like Hoover.
Number 35, Hoover
with a carry.
Fourth and 1.
It's a short 1. Looks like they will be going for it. White is still in. Looks like they are going for it. Looks like the Tigers will go for it. Let's see what happens here. What you gonna call? Hoover keeps it. He goes across, and he picks up about 2 for a 1st down. Yes, Hoover.
Number 10, Austin Reed
makes it
happen.
So that's called there. 1st and 10. Here we go. It is given to the
number 20,
Cody with the carry. It's up about 4.
Actually, in that direction. Graceful does.
Come on, Lord, get it down!
So the running back goes the opposite direction of the angle that the line is pushing in. He just finds a gap, finds a little gateway there, and does a good cut.
Miles back up under center.
Second down.
Got up in the power again.
Still second down. All right.
Up.
Takes out two. And makes a cut.
Oh.
He
hard, gets men hard after a gain of about four.
It'll
be third down and one.
Come on, kick it!
Here we go. No. Call start on the Tigers. I think it's 5 yards step off. That'll be third and six now.
You're doing good, boy. Pull up.
Your 4 yard run. All right, you got the Tigers looking over to the sideline, getting their call. Taking a moment. This is a tough call. Third and 6.5 yards, approximately.
Hey, this is William from NorthIsGambia.com. I want to thank you for joining us for Northview High School Football. Make sure you check out the website, NorthIsGambia.com, for all the latest photos, stats, scores, and more from Northview Chiefs.
Here we go back out on the field. The Tigers line back up. Third and six.
Jackie Miles waiting for the snap. There
it is.
Miles hands off to Hoover, and he gets nothing. Stop, it'll be fourth and six.
No game!
They come right back up on the ball. Right back up on the ball. Miles up under center. Takes a snap. He goes back. He's back deep to pass. Oh, they had him. Oh, they got him. Dropped him. The Chiefs will take over. First and 10 from their own
46 yards.
Number 49, Levi Giddens on the stop then. We had 6 minutes and 33 seconds left in the first quarter.
Timeout, water break.
All right, so we have a timeout now for water break.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthIsGambia.com.
Coach Wheaton, the staff's got to be pleased with what they've seen so far, and fans got to be pleased with what they're seeing so far with their Chiefs. With 6:33 left to go in the first quarter, and the Chiefs are leading 7-0. Fixing to start with their second possession of the night from their own 46-yard line.
All right, line up in their place.
There goes Uhouse again. Around, Uhouse down low. Uhouse down to Graceful's 25-yard line. All the way down to Graceful's 25-yard line.
Uhouse
with a 30-yard run.
What happened? Woo!
I have to get a better pronunciation on it. Uhouse.
Come on!
Here we go. Going right to left. R of the Chiefs.
Bowery back under center. Hands off to Jackson. Jackson goes down for about 7 yards.
Picked up a nice game. Brought down by number 7, Wyatt.
He's down to about the 19. Maybe.
Second down and 4 for the Chiefs. Come on, let's go! Woo!
Second and 4.
It'll be 2nd and 4 for the Chiefs. Come out. Lowry back under center. Oh! The ball's on the ground. It's covered by the Tigers. Ball's going in the other direction. Yep, Rachel recovers the ball. Not sure what happened there. Grateful Tigers recover with 5:19 left in the first quarter. The ball's going to go in the other direction.
First and 10, Grateful from their own 23-yard line.
Defense is back on the field for Northview. Rachel looking over to the sideline, getting her play in. It's back in.
Here we go, Jack Miles.
Miles is back under center.
High formation, wing back. One slot receiver on the other side.
Takes a snap.
Get him off.
He hands off, and he gets nothing. He's driven back. He's met hard at the line of scrimmage by a host of Chiefs, led by number 49, Levi Gideon.
Number 20, Cody on the carry.
It was Cody, number 20, carrying the ball for the Graceful Tigers.
On very first play. Once again, he's ticking.
Stop by the interior line.
Number 49 is everywhere. Miles back up under center. Takes a snap, keeps the ball, and it's hit hard immediately by number 64, Gardner. Gardner hits his ball. There's also a penalty on the play against the Graceful Tigers. Wait to see what the call was. It's a commotion penalty. The penalty's been declined.
And it will still be third and 10.
Illegal motion penalty.
Third and 12. Miles again back up under center.
This far in our own territory. But two wing backs, two receivers, pitch out.
Ball is on the ground, and it looks like the Chiefs are on top of it. Looks like number 10 is on top of it. Austin Reed has recovered the ball down inside the 15-yard line.
So this would be
I saw them in practice and they had trouble with it.
4 minutes left in the first quarter.
Down on the 11-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 from the 11-yard line for your Chiefs with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. It is 7-0, Northview.
Something not so long. Almost as if we got the ready to some of their focus, some of their concentration, who knows. They're definitely not there together.
Brandon Chiefs is in at quarterback.
All right, the quarterback.
Kadarius Bryce is lined up in the backfield, number three behind him.
Still in the formation.
Ball's on the ground, and Graceful has recovered the fumble. The ball is going back in the other direction. That is three fumbles tonight. Remember, we did have an hour of rain delay tonight, and the field is wet, and that ball is wet tonight. So the guys were having trouble holding on to that fumble.
Still on the ground, in fact, in the family.
Graceful is lined up. Here comes that defense. Hands it off to White. Miles hands off to White. Picks up about five. Be second and five. Looks like they've come in with a set of plays because they're coming up to the line immediately. Oh, the ball's on the ground again, but Graceful's on top of it. White recovered his own fumble.
Third and eight.
For that fumble. Lined up again, Miles under center. Got a penalty. going to be flagged. The ball goes. King is absolutely nowhere. Met by a host of Chiefs again.
We have a flag on the play.
So there's a flag on the play. Or a beautiful piece of Kadarius Lennon for the Graceful Tigers. As referee comes, and it is holding against
holding.
It is a
holding. Yeah, holding call against the Tigers.
It is not been due.
Holding is called against Graceful. Penalty is declined and brings up fourth down.
It's declined and bring up fourth down.
The scoreboard operator says fourth and 91. It seems like that's what our offense is running right now. We've got to get together. Offensive line really needs to start getting fixed. So we will be lining up the clock here.
Crystal lines up and put formation. Fourth down and 7.
We're just on our own 19-yard line. I believe that ball was. We pass the ball back out to the side.
Number 81, Kim, back to front for Grayson.
Knight back deep.
Number 10, Austin Reed.
Knight and Reed back deep. Chiefs. Jason Tim punts. Bounces down to about the 46.5-yard line of the Chiefs. Down, they're going to mark it at the 47-yard line. First and 10 Chiefs there with 2 minutes and 17 seconds left in the first quarter. And we still have a 7-0 lead over the Graceful Tigers.
Looks like Brad Lowry's going to be the quarterback.
Brad Lowry going back in the quarterback for the Chiefs.
As the defense of Graceful will need to start.
Lowry back up under center. Newhouse with the ball. Ball's on the ground. And the Tigers pick it up. And number 2 for the Tigers, who has worked, is going to take it down to about the 4-yard line. Picks up the fumble. Runs it back to the 4-yard line where he is tripped up and stopped. I think they're going to mark it around the 3-yard line. Looks like he was stopped by Kadarius Price. Was Jackson out
not here?
Told him that Jackson makes the stop.
We haven't really had too much that so far.
Lined up. This will probably be number 35, Hoover, right up the middle. He's lined up. Nope. It goes to White. White is met immediately. He's stopped and he's driven back by number 9. Meets him. Number 9 is Austin Arrington. Meets him and brings him straight back.
Actually, nice job.
Go second down and goal. They get it marked on the boom. Oh, he keeps it and he stopped for another loss. Another yard loss there. It's met again by a host of Chiefs. Austin Reed makes the stop, or leads the stop. Third and goal from the 4. Miles back up under center. Takes the ball. Wide pitch out to White. White takes it outside. In pursuit. They stop him. Drive him out of bounds to about the 3. They stop him. They take him out about the 1-yard line. So it's going to be 4th down from the 1. 4th and goal.
Number 41 seconds
left in the first quarter. It's 4th and 1. Graceville will go for it. They're lined up again. Here they go. And it's touchdown, Graceful Tigers, right up the middle with it. Number 35, Hoover, for the touchdown.
And Larry said, thank you, I've got it.
There's no yellow flag. So it is 7-6.
This kills us. We don't have someone
Let's see, they're looking to the sideline. See if they're going for two. Looks like they're going to go for two. Yep, they will be going for two. And line up. Miles behind center. They go in and they get for two. It's going to be 8-7 now. So it's 8-7 now, Graceville Tigers. So it's 8-7 now, Graceville Tigers over our Northview Chiefs with 35 seconds left now in the first quarter. That's a total of four turnovers now in this ball game.
But there we go, gentlemen and ladies. It is 8-7 now. Tigers on top. As we have 35 seconds left, and the state takes a spot out there.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
Looks like Graceville setting up for onside kick. That's exactly what's going on. They did offside. Looks like they were offsides, though. Yep. They're going to be called offsides. See, March lined up. Looks like they moved and went offside with it, though.
Tigers offside.
Yep. It's going to be offside against the Tigers. They're moving back 10. No problem. Still lined up. Looks like they are going to go. Still going to go for the onside kick.
32.9 seconds left in the first quarter.
He kicked it this time. He goes back. Sheets has the ball and he's going with it. Sheets is driving down. He's down to 48-49 yard line. Good return by Sheets. So the Chiefs will take over from the 40, their own 49. First and 10 with about 23-2 left on the clock. Lowry back in. Chiefs break out of the huddle. Come to the line. I see a flag hit the ground. Looks like a little movement on the line. It's movement. Yeah, movement on the Chiefs. Only 5 yards.
You get it all back, brother. Come on.
20 seconds left in the first quarter.
20 seconds left, and it's been a long first quarter.
15 yards to go for the first half.
Still 8-7, Graceville.
You can imagine that they definitely will have four plays here. The Graceville defense, without turning over, still has 9 minutes to shotgun. But you have still needed to score up here.
Darius Grice with the carry for about 7. Crosses it. Takes it right up to midfield. That ends the first quarter of play. Graceville 8, Northview 7.
Hey, this is William from NorthEscambia.com. I want to thank you for joining us for Northview High School Football. Make sure you check out the website, NorthEscambia.com, for all the latest photos, stats, scores, and more from Northview Chiefs.
Okay, getting ready to start the second quarter. It'll be second and 8.
Chiefs break the huddle. Lowry comes up under center.
Here we go back to play on 49.5 yard line. Now we've got
movement
for the play.
Movement on the line.
Good, boy. Put the hands down. Let's go right here.
Going to ring him back on the Chiefs. It looks like it's going against the Tigers.
Yes,
it's offside on the Tigers.
That ball and Kirkman ball against Kirkman.
Second and two for the Chiefs.
So now
on 45 yard line, graceful.
On defense is getting good.
Second and two. Lowry takes a snap. Hands it back. There's a first down. Across the 40 down to the 37. The Darius Grice with the carry.
As
Lowry looks at the sideline, gets his play, gets back to huddle.
With the right trim and numbers, and of course,
Lowry keeps the ball, takes it around left end. He has the ball, first down and more. He's going. He's still carrying the ball. Goes down and 10 down to the 5 yard down with a first and goal for the Chiefs. Lowry keeps the ball. Good run for Lowry. Here we go. Takes a snap. Hands it off. Goes over center. Bryce takes it down inside the five to about the three. That'll be a gain of three. Second and goal from the 3 yard line for the Chiefs. Lowry lined up under center. Bryce takes the ball again.
Great push
up the center.
Number three, Bryce.
Looks like he might pick up one.
It's third down now.
There's a timeout. Timeout on the field by the Chiefs. It's going to be third down. Looks like they put the ball marked about two and a half yard line. Third down. Be interesting what Coach Wheatley's going to call here. Come the teams back onto the field. It's our timeout. Lowry back under center. Kadarius Grice lined up directly behind him. You have suggested Kadarius Grice up the center. Touchdown, Northview. Touchdown, Northview. Kadarius Grice. Well, I'm not sure what Mr. Wheatley told them for it, but he told them good. That was interesting. Lowry takes the snap, passes it to Sheets in the end zone, but there's a whistle. They give me a legal procedure. It's the Chiefs.
And he happens to want to wear the keys if they're looking to come to him. So that drops them back, and now the
lines up again.
Holder from kicker number 8 to the 15 yard line. And now the kickoff from the team back around the center.
Snap. Lowry takes it up, and it's good. There's a flag down now. There's another flag. Let's see what the flag is. Bringing them back. Let's see what the call is. Personal foul against the Tigers.
Some of our guys must be frustrated and running the mouse and they need to be taking the adder up here to attack another.
Move the ball back inside the 5. Harry sent the team back up. She's ready to hold the snap and the kick. Kicks up and good. We have a new score. The score now. Your Northview Chiefs 14, Graceville Tigers 8, with 9 minutes and 52 seconds left in the second quarter. That was an impressive drive by Northview with Lowry. Impressive run on that quarterback keeper around the left side. Drove it down to the 5 earlier. Northview's offense off to a very impressive start this year. Defense has been pretty impressive too. The fans are pretty excited out here tonight about their Northview Chiefs. Rightly so.
Must be all those Mohawks down there.
That could be it.
Brad Lowry
is lined up to kick off for Northview to the Graceville Tigers. And his kick's off. And goes. It's a good kick. Field at the 25. By number 35, Hoover. And he stopped.
Number 35, Hoover on return.
After about a pickup of about 8 yards.
Brought down by number 40, Taylor Martin. Graceville takes over
the
1st and 10 at their 34-yard line.
There you go, Taylor!
He put the hammer on the ball.
Get him down, Chief! That's what you hear out there, Taylor!
Graceful first and 10 from the home 34. Miles back in the shotgun formation. Takes a snap. He's back. He had pressure. Ooh, he throws to number 5 and catches it just behind the line of scrimmage. It's met immediately by number 5, Sean Knight, and hit hard, taken down hard by number 9. Second down, here we go. They give him a gain of 1, though. He hands off. Oh, a good pick up. He sure does. The pick up of about
7.
It's going to be third and looks like a long 3.
Third and 3.
They're lined up. They've got a call. They've sent in a package with them on this set of downs. So. Miles is back again. takes a snap. Oh, there's a bubble. And Northview has the ball again. Northview has recovered the ball on Grayson's 32, number 64. Lonnie Gardner recovers his second fumble of the night. Gardner's had two big defensive plays tonight. Now.
Blitz all the way.
Lowry back in. There's 8 minutes and 26 seconds left in the second quarter. It's 14-8. The Northview Tigers are leading. The Graceful Tigers, or I said Northview Chiefs, not Tigers. Lowry hands off to Newhouse. He dances around, might pick up maybe 1.5-2 yards. It'll be second and 8. Lowry under center, takes snap, hands off the ball. Hands off tonight.
That's number 6.
Mitchell. Ontario Mitchell.
Here we go. So, another good play.
He was hit immediately.
Again, a short game, which is kind of hard to see from that. That's all right. Third down.
It's going to be third down and 7.
2 yards for the first down. For the Chiefs.
Lowry brings him to the line.
Third down, 30-yard line.
Lowry takes it out. He throws the ball. It's deep. Oh, it's caught. It's tipped. It is tipped. And Montario Mitchell comes up with a catch. The ball was tipped and then caught by Mitchell. I didn't see who actually tipped the ball. I couldn't tell. So Lowry brings them up, the Chiefs up to the 6-yard line, 1st and 10. Lowry under center, takes a snap. Never. They come down 2nd and goal from the 1. Chiefs back up. Lowry back up on the center. Head off to number 2. Oh! Touchdown, Northview! Jackson's number 2. Jeremy Jackson up the middle. With the Chiefs' 3rd score of the evening. Lowry is lining up for his 3rd extra point conversion attempt for the evening. The score is 20-8. Chiefs waiting on the snap, takes a snap, and the kick is off to the side and is no good. But with 5 minutes and it looks like 50 seconds left in the second quarter, it's your Northview Chiefs 20 and the Graceful Tigers 8. Come on,
That's a timeout on the field for it's going to be a water break.
You're listening to Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
Hope he comes back out and lines up off to the target. 20-8 is your score. Lowry's lined up.
All right, I think 75-50 left.
And this kicks off to the Pooch kick. Down to the 25. Taken, and he's hit immediately after about a 3 yard, maybe just a 2 yard return by number 24, Jeremy Watford of the Graceville Tigers. He was hit immediately.
That there, 3 yard, might not hold a field position with 5:45 left.
They come up immediately. Miles under center. I'll take the snap. Wide pitch out to number 7 to White. White is hit after a gain of about 3, maybe 4.
3.5 to 4 yards.
And number 5 makes the stop. Sean Knight.
27 White in the carry for Grateful, brought down hard by number 10
Miles right back up behind center again. Coming the other direction this time to White. White make a big. White hit hard again by number 5 and number 6. Sean Knight and Monterio Mitchell make the stop about a yard short, maybe yard and a half, 2 yards short. Looks like maybe 3rd and a long one this time. They come right up immediately to the line. Miles under center. Immediately hands off. Oh, keeps the ball. Throws it back to White. White is hit, and he carries it. And he does make the first down. Looked like the Chiefs had him stop in the backfield, but he comes around and pulls it out. Keeps him legs moving, as Doug likes to say, and brings it on over. Gets a first down for the Tigers. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the Tigers from the 41-yard line. Still 20-8 with 4:34 to go in the second quarter. The Tigers are working with a no-huddle offense. Miles up under center takes a snap back out to White. There's a pick. He goes for about 6. Knight seems to be in on every tackle now. He picked up about 6 on that carry. They're looking to the sideline now for
Four minutes left in the half.
Here they go, back up. Miles again under center. Takes a snap. He's holding. Oh, he's hit immediately. He might have gained a yard. It's going to be. Yep. Third down and 4 for the Tigers.
Very fortunately, he ran down. So, 3rd down, about 3.5 yards.
He's going on back off!
Miles again under center, takes a snap. He's got the ball. He throws the ball. Oh, it's out of bounds. We're going to have a 4 and 4. Harrington on the coverage.
Pinnacle number 3, Jamal Miller. Austin Harrington number 9 on the coverage. We have a 5 in the play.
There was a penalty on the play.
Preliminary call is illegal man downfield.
Yep, illegal man downfield on the Tigers.
Let's see if they keep it or defile if they're able to.
They're going to step it off.
Going to Golden Corral. And they drop us back 5 yards. Making it now third and eight. Ball is spotted on our 43.2-yard line.
5 yards marked off a bit circle.
Miles and Tigers look to the sideline for call. It's like a third and a long seven, almost eight. Tigers come to the line. Northview defense has really played a great first half tonight.
Jackie Miles takes
it. Looked like some confusion in the background, or it may have been a design play, but it's only a gain of maybe a yard or two. Looked like some confusion, or it may have been designed. It was hard to tell. But it was good for 2 yards, so it'll be fourth and six for the Tigers. Looks like they're going to line up to punt the ball. 81 Jason Timms is their punter, and he is on the field right now. Number 18 for the Chiefs, Chris Sheets is dropping back to receive the punt.
Out in the middle of the field as we are, with 2:34 left in the first half.
Watch him go, boys!
May have a trick play up the sleeve. There was some movement on the line. Number seven keeps the ball, and he gets the ball, but they didn't throw a flag. They gave him a first down. There was movement, but no, there was no flag. There was a trick play. Number seven took the snap. Seven is white, takes it around the side, and picks up the first down.
Tackles diving in his legs, made it around the corner, turned it upfield, and got a good 5 yards. Nice call.
Great, so right back up on the line.
So
Miles up under the first and center.
Ball on the 248-yard line. Jack Miles.
Miles has the ball. He's deep in the pass. Oh, he's in. And looks like he gets up about 7 or 8 yards on the game. He dropped back to pass. The pass play was broken up.
And then going back to the weak side of the
line. Up on the line. Right to number 35, Hoover. He's over for about 3 or 4. That'll be another first down for the Tigers. Down to about the 36-yard line with a minute 32 left in the second quarter, or left in the half. The score is still 28 Northview.
And if they're trying to be slicking on time off the clock, they're not, because the clock is stopped waiting on them. Alright, quickly up the line of scrimmage, check the Miles at behind the center, same power out formation.
Miles brings the Tigers up the line, takes a snap.
And quick handoff of the middle, getting the push, baby, push it up there.
Hoover takes a snap, or takes the handoff. Picks up about 5 or 6.
It's definitely the turn that we needed to see, but now we're almost down to a minute, minute 5, minute 4.
We got 4 on that. 2nd and 6. Miles again under center.
It's about 3.5 yards in that game. And Jack Miles runs option out to the right side. Juke right. Turns up field and gets the gain of about
number 11. Miles under
center. Takes it down.
Once again, we're down to 40.
Timeout. Graceful.
36 seconds
left. Third down, and it looks like about 4 to go.
Second quarter, 28. The Tigers are down.
So Graceful has put together an impressive drive here.
We are the official home of Northview High School football here on NorthIsCambia.com.
Teams are taking a
field. Northview seems to be having a little trouble when Graceful lines up with the snow huddle offense. The defense seems to be a little about a step behind them, and it seems to be confusing them. They're lining right up with it. Miles is back in the shotgun formation again. Takes a snap. Looks like they are going to pass over the center. It's intercepted. It's intercepted by number 5, Sean Knight. He's still taking the ball. He takes it back to the 41-yard line of the Chiefs. So it's going the other direction with 27.6 seconds left in the half with a 20-8 score. The Northview Chiefs leaving 20-8. Sean Knight intercepts Jackie Miles' pass. But the Tigers had put together an impressive drive.
27.6 seconds up, we have seen two big plays.
Lowry brings him back. He's up under center.
Without any more damage.
Takes the ball. Hands the ball to Jeremy Jackson. Jackson breaks a big hole. He's taking it. He's down across midfield. Down to the 42. We will be moving the chains. 17 seconds left on the clock.
Their
timeout. Looks like Coach Wheatley wants to put a few more points on the board before halftime, Doug. It looks like he's not satisfied. I don't blame him.
Jackson showing quite some moves in
there. Yeah.
So the players are having their meetings over here.
Teams coming back to the field. Northview got a little pep in her step. Lowry bringing them back onto the field. Going back to the line, comes right back up under center.
Play first and 10.
71
seconds
left.
Still
receive
formation. Come on, defense.
Ball is fumbled.
Fumble on the play.
Lag is going back to about the 41-yard line now.
And the clock running.
Yep. There won't be another play. They call timeout.
4.5 seconds left.
4.5 seconds left. Coach Wheatley does call the timeout. So timeout Chiefs. 4.5 seconds left in the half. Again, the score is Northview Chiefs 20, the Graceful Tigers 8. See what he's going to do here. He's talking hard to him. He's got something. There's something he's wanting to do. Here we go. The last play of the half. Why we have no penalties? Lowry, back up in the center. There he is. He has to throw the ball away. Well covered, but in and a half on the penalty. There's a flag on the field. Let's see what this is. Flag was late. See what he does. Intentional grounding.
It's offensive.
That'll end the half. So the first half of the 2009-2010 football season comes to an end with your Northview Chiefs 20 and the Graceful Tigers 8.
is Northview High School Football on NorthEastAmbia.com.
Here come your Northview Chiefs. The teams take the field for the second half. With a score of 20-8.
Get ready to start the second half.
Chiefs will be kicking off to the Tigers to begin the second half. Target's ready to kick off to the Tigers. Larry's kicks off. Pretty good kick. Oh, and it's dropped. It's bobbled back there by White. And he's hit. And he's hit hard. The ball's on the ground. And it's covered by the Chiefs. The ball is recovered on the 25-yard line of the Tigers. And it's going back the other direction. The Chiefs recovered the ball. I'm trying to see who got that fumble, Doug. Can you tell me who got that fumble? Let's see. Martin. Martin. Taylor Martin, number 40, recovered the fumble. Lowry guns back to the huddle.
Took a good bounce and he was in.
First and 10 from the 25 of the Tigers. Chiefs come to the line. Lowry under center.
Got a new fullback, number 49 over here.
Number 49 in the fullback. Uhouse takes the ball to the left. He's down to the 5-yard line with a 20-yard gain. Justin Uhouse, 20 yards to the left. Be first and goal from the 5 for the Chiefs. Kadarius Bryce comes back in.
Fullback.
Levi Giddens comes out.
So thank you, Dr. Tom Crutchfield, for always being a listener and a supporter.
Chiefs back up to the line of scrimmage.
WFBU.
Lowry under center. Takes snap. Hand off to Uhouse. And Uhouse takes it down. It looks like he might go down to maybe down to the
2 yards.
Picked up 2, maybe 3. Let's see where the spot is.
And actually now it's in the 2-yard line.
Take him down to the 2-yard line. That's a good call there, Doug, down the 2-yard line. Second and goal from the 2 for the Chiefs.
Right here, Chiefs, right here, boys.
Can you see around offense?
Oh, we're quick. Run up to the 11.
Wait on that.
Tight. Wing 2 offense.
Pick up the line of scrimmage.
The Tigers are through here. It's Larry Wade for the snap. Quick line up.
Kadarius.
They get a push. Waiting for
the signal.
Number 3, Bryce. Guys in the middle game. Shot good for the goal line.
Darius Grice at the middle. It's going to be close. It's going to be 4. It's going to be 3rd down, and it's going to be less than a foot. It's going to be close. Less than a foot.
Down the goal from the 2-yard line.
Really close. 3rd and 2. Here he goes. Lowry takes a snap. Oh, looks like we got some. Got a whistle.
Will it be a horrible hanky or a terrible towel?
Chiefs are clapping. It looks like it's going to go against the Tigers here. Yep. Got a call against the Tigers. Offsides against Great Group.
Lowry
looks the sideline and gets a play.
Anyway, it's inside the 2-yard line, round 1. Here we go, 3rd down.
3rd and goal for the Chiefs. Chiefs back to the line of scrimmage. Timeout. Lowry calls timeout.
Some kind of miscommunication.
Timeout on the field.
Thanks for joining us for Northview High School football here on NorthEscambia.com.
All right, the Chiefs are coming back to the line of scrimmage after the timeout. Again, it's third and goal. Lowry understood her. Takes it. Goes to Kadarius. And let's see what they do. Wait on a call. Don't get a call. Let's see what he does. On a spot. And they get a touchdown. Northview. Kadarius Greitz gets the call. And your Northview Chiefs again. Touchdown. 26-8. Brad Lowry lining up now for his extra point. Snap and the kick, and it's good. The score now, the Northview Chiefs 27 and the Graceful Tigers 8 with 9:17 left in the third quarter. Line up for the kickoff.
So we're going left to right on your radio dial.
Lowry prepares to kick off. White deep for the Tigers. Lowry's kick. Get back. Oh, it hits at White's feet. He picks it up. Oh, and he's hit hard. That was not White. Works picks it up. And he's hit hard by number 44, the Chief Stephen Long.
Number 7, Devin Moore on the top of the field.
Chiefs were down quick on that coverage. Grace were getting started from their own, what is that, 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Graceful Tigers. Coming out quickly. Miles up under center. Takes a snap. Hands off. And he is hit quickly by number 5, Knight, and several. Hoover takes the handoff.
Knight limps off the field.
Knight comes off the field limping.
Number 52, Pierce leads the charge along with number 61, Tyler Brooks.
All right. So we have 6.5 yards.
Come on, Big Chief. Go down.
Right there down to 10.
Got that flag down again.
Didn't go. And that is a hard one.
Got another one on. Another penalty on Tigers, moving them back another 5.
Long ago. Making up for all of our mistakes and lack of offense, and we're not showing too much.
Tigers getting the quarterback in.
He's straight on.
Number 10, Garrett Steverson, is now quarterbacking for the Tigers. Pick up about 1 yard now.
Third and 12
now for the Tigers. Steverson up under center. Takes a snap. He keeps it. He's back. He throws the ball. And it is intercepted. Intercepted by number 6. Montario Mitchell comes up with a pick. And the ball is going back the other direction. The Northview Chief has another turnover. But there's a flag on the play. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what the flag is.
I don't believe
it was.
He's
padding over there. Come on, go,
Well, the dead ball, unfortunately,
unsportsmanlike on the Chiefs. It was after the interception. It can be marked off against the Chiefs. It'll still be the Chiefs' ball from their own 48-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Chiefs. Not sure, didn't see the penalty, who the penalty was on. Lowry brings the Chiefs up to the line. He's under center. Grice, Sheikhouse, and Jackson behind him. Jackson gets the ball, spins to his right, goes for about six to the right. Jackson moves nicely to his right. Second and a long four for the Chiefs.
That's right, folks. It's Friday night football brought to you by Tom Crestfield.
Lowry brings him back to the line.
All his, and here we go. Back to my scrimmage. We need a push here. Come on, defense.
Number 17 takes the ball from the left. D'Amico Kyles, number 17, the freshman with a nice run.
Down to the grateful 27-yard line, first and 10 Chiefs.
First time we've seen Kyles tonight.
Ball in the near hash mark, the Chiefs pull right to left on the radio dial.
Could be doing something.
Chiefs break huddle. Come up there on their own 27-yard line. On the grateful 27, I'm sorry. Had a fumble on the play. Uhouse recovers his own fumble.
Good cover, boy.
Second down.
It's going to be second and 10.
They might have gotten a game on that play. 6:14, 6:13
left in the
third quarter. The Chiefs are back in their
huddle.
Two more substitutions for the Tigers.
Right here,
Lyle. Chiefs
come again. Back up to the line.
Second, 1.9 yards. Down for the Chiefs. There's now this direction to the right.
And for about 2 yards.
Stopped by 24 Wadsworth and 79.
Substitution
in the back of a long third down. Third down and 9 for the Chiefs.
Looks like it's going to be about 3rd and 9 for the Chiefs.
Number 2.
5 minutes and about 25 seconds left now in the third quarter. Chiefs leading 27 to the graceful Tigers 8. Chiefs back up to the line of scrimmage. Lowry under center again.
Chiefs are driving.
Takes a snap. And there he is. There's number 17. Kyles again makes a break down the left side. That's good for a first down. A gain of about 11. No, that's a gain of about 15 yards. Down to the 11-yard line. That'll move the chains.
Harder for them.
There's 5:05 left in the third quarter. Looks like we're going to take a water break. So, Kyle, number 17. It's two nice runs from Mr. Kyle there.
NorthEastGambia.com is your source for Northview High School football.
Teams come back to the line of scrimmage. Chiefs come up to the line of scrimmage there on 11. First and 10.
Now, misdirection is the key
for offense. And the Chiefs will be great. There it is. Oh, Kyles gets the call. And with his third carry tonight, he carries it in. LaMichael Kyles, with his third carry tonight, carries it in for a touchdown, his first touchdown of his high school career. And that'll carry the Chiefs to a score of 33-8. If Brad Lowry lines up now, he gets the extra point.
But we're just getting beat up, and our line has played plenty of teams over the years that have been bigger.
Brandon's up front is a whole better.
So I'm leaving much of the inexperience that we have up front is really showing in the preseason game and now tonight against this big.
And Lowry's kick is up, and it's good. So the score now, your Northview Chiefs 34 and the Graceville Tigers 8.
Well, again, that's Coach Wheatley and his staff got to be pleased with what they're seeing so far.
Northview lines up now to kick off to the Tigers. Again, your score, your Northview Chiefs 34 and Graceville Tigers 8 with 4:52 left in third quarter. Lowry lines up the kick off to the Tigers. And Lowry's kick is off and it goes back and he lands on the 20 and bounces out of bounds about the see, looks like about 12 yard line. No, 16 yard line. Graceful first and 10 from their own 35. Northview beginning to make a few substitutions. Number 22, Austin Albritton coming in. Oh! Northview number 64 just broke right through the line. Lonnie Gardner dropped him for a loss. About a 2 yard loss there, yard and a half maybe.
Second down, about 11.3 yards for first down to Greenfield.
Rachel looks at the sideline for call, comes up to the line. Stevenson still behind center.
The single back in the backfield, two wing backs and two wide receivers.
He drops back, and the ball's in the air. He throws it, and it's over the intended receiver's head. Number 5 is old. Austin Albritton, number 22, is on coverage for the Chiefs.
I have not heard that any of the I will try to get that information for you in some way, but here it rolls out. And David Espini goes away downfield. There's a receiver.
Almost had him there. A lot of pressure on the quarterback that time from number 49.
Beautiful spiral throw way downfield.
Number 49, Levi Giddens, had a lot of pressure on the quarterback that time.
The pass
was intended for Campbell downfield, just out of the reach of Campbell.
Just out of the reach of the fingertips. And that brings out Jason Timms for the punt.
31 Timms out the punch for the Tigers.
And saying there's 40 minutes left. But that's okay. We're having a good time here. We hold the Chiefs here in South Florida.
Chiefs back deep for the punt.
So far against our Tigers, and
Chiefs takes the ball and for about a 3 or 4 yard return down to the Chiefs 38. So Chiefs take over first and 10 from their own. It's like they marked it at 39.
Bloody protected the ball and he protected the field position on the 38.2 yard line. For them to start out now first and 10. Rachel still yet to stop.
Lowry is still in. Quarterback brings the Chiefs
up.
Now, right left picks up about 7 yards.
Nice run there. But that's okay. There are many names that are that way. There are many words that are that way. As Connor Renahan goes off the field looking like he might have a little bit of touch of some kind of cramp. He didn't look totally.
Chiefs back to line of scrimmage. Again, Chiefs line up in the same formation each and every time tonight. Oh, he keeps the ball. He comes out and brings it around. He's going to go for a first down tonight. Brings it down to Grace, 44-yard line. Nice pickup by Lowry.
All by himself. Good finish. Now I have to catch up to him and get him down.
Hey, Jack, come on, put it up.
Looks like the guys are all tired.
Lowry brings him up.
All right, here we go. From the line of scrimmage. Mr. Lowry gets up behind center. Wonder if he's going to be out of the game. Picking up with the middle. And
Darius Price.
Spot by 13, Jay Parent.
Four.
Five, Hoover.
But,
second down and six.
Second down and six.
Right here. Get the ground. He is not a small guy. His legs cooking. He pushed out a good 4 yards. Second down, about 5.5 actually. For the first down for the Chiefs in Graceville territory at the 39.8-yard line. Here we go.
Number two.
And he is blocked.
Jackson gets hit quick after a gain of about a yard, maybe a yard and a half.
Down after about 1.5 yards. And approximately 4 yards for the first down. This will be a nice time. We first stop of the night on the
first five Hoover and Charlotte.
And one more substitution.
Chiefs come up with third and five.
Darryl Holt comes back out on the field. All right, the approach to the line by the Chiefs offense. Here we go.
It's Uhouse with the ball. He comes around left side. That's going to be good for a first down. It's like a pickup of about 6 yards there. That looks like good enough for a first down from where I'm sitting. Still waiting for the signal.
Uhouse is going to stay on the sideline.
Yep.
The ball is on the...
And they do. First down for the Chiefs. You have staying on the sideline.
First and 10 Chiefs.
Mike may have got injured there to his knee or maybe his ankle. Got a trainer looking at him now. Chiefs come back to the line of scrimmage. Number 17, Kyle comes in. It's number 6, Mitchell with the carry. Mitchell with a run of about 6. On that, takes it down to, looks like, about 30.
We're about to end up the third quarter.
The ball is spotted out the middle of the field.
Got about 50 seconds left now in the third quarter. Winding down. Chiefs leading 34-8.
Here we go.
Lowry under center takes the snap. He bobbles it. And they're going to sack him and drop him back for also about 7 yards. I'm going to lose about 7 on that one.
So here we go. We have a chance. It's third down and about 13.2 yards for the first down.
It's going to be a third and long now. Close to looks like 13, maybe 14 yards.
Into third and long, but we still have
some. All right, brings it alive. 10 seconds left.
Let's go defense. Let's get this.
See what the Chiefs call here.
Alright,
go into the fourth quarter. So at the end of 3 is your Northview Chiefs 34 and the Graceville Tigers 8. Lowry brings them to the sideline. We get ready to start the fourth quarter. Listen to your Northview crowd as they go crazy over their Northview Chiefs.
Touchdown, Chiefs!
take the field now for begin our fourth quarter.
Football says 12
to
15 glasses. It looks like about 13 yards. Third down, long ago.
Just line up.
Come
up. On about the 43-yard line. Looks like about 14 yards to go.
In order to get the ball back.
And there goes snap. Lowry's back. He passes the ball. Oh, and it's off the fingertips of number 84, Manchu House. So the pass was intended for Lance Hughhouse off his fingertips. But there's a flag on the field. As my neighbor here in the booth says, piece of canary.
But I almost wonder why we would take this unless we had the choice, of course.
It's against our Chiefs. Looks like a stepped off 10 yards for holding against the Chiefs.
So, it's third down and forever.
Yes, that's right, Doug. That will be a third and forever there now for the Chiefs. Not impossible, though. Let's see what happens here. There he goes. He's trying for it forever. Number 17 again. Kyle's with the carry. He runs it down, back down to the Grayson 40. But he's still about, 15 yards.
He has been put in for two.
Reed's back now to punt for the Chiefs. And there's a punt. It's back. Oh, and it's deep, too. And it takes a great roll, but number 49, Levi Gideons for the stop. And he looks like he's going to down it on about the 13-yard line of the Graceful Tigers. So here we are with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Northeast Chiefs 34 and the Graceful Tigers 8. And Graceful will take it first and 10 from the 13-yard line. Number 11, Miles will be, Jackie Miles will be back in at quarterback. He's back deep in the shotgun now for the Tigers. He takes a snap, and he's got the ball. He rolls out. He's going to keep it. He's trying to run with it, but he's...
One spins out of another, still up.
And he's up, and it looks like he's going to go for about 3 yards,
but he got those 3 yards. So we'll take it.
He'll come out second seven.
Keep the pressure.
Number 22
yards.
Auburn made the stop.
Just an example of how tough things have been tonight for the Tigers. Still the shotgun.
Miles back again, takes a snap, shotgun. The ball is in the air, he passes. And he caught the ball. The ball is caught. Yeah, he's going to mark it down on the 45-yard line. It's going to be complete. It's going to be first and 10 for the Tigers. First and 10. Nice pass by Miles. They're right back up on the line. Miles looking to the sideline, getting the call. He still has that shotgun position. First and 10 from their own 45. Takes a snap, drops back, passes, hits number 35, Hoover on the screen. He fumbles. The ball's on the ground. I can't tell. Looks like Hoover was back on top of it. And number 35, Hoover, has the ball. It's going to go for a gain of 5. It'll be second and 5. The ball will be marked at the 50-yard line.
So it's still our second down.
They line right back up. Miles still in the shotgun. Tigers second and five. Miles takes the ball, drops back, and he's off to the races. He goes with it. He's got 8 yards on that gain. It's going to be first and 10 for the Tigers. Goes into Chief territory, down to the Chief, 42-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 with 9 and 15 left in the fourth quarter. It's 34-8. Northview Chiefs. Well. They line up again. Miles in the shotgun. Waiting on the snap. Takes the snap. Up. There's a whistle. There's a whistle on the snap. Let's see what happens here. Come together. Sideline warning against the Chiefs. Sideline warning against the Chiefs.
On the Chiefs.
Come back now. We'll do that again.
Still in the same.
Line back
two
up.
Receivers, two slot receiver formation. Jackie makes sure that everyone is set.
Takes a snap.
The snap as he drops back. He makes it in and he runs forward.
Boom.
Pass. Drops back, throws it downfield. Beautiful job.
And another first down.
First down to Darrell Olds. Beautiful play. Jackie Miles almost got to the line of scrimmage. Darrell Olds broke.
Man picked up about 14 yards there. Devin Moore makes a stop.
For a first down. Wow.
They're right back up on the line of scrimmage in the shotgun. Miles back. They're taking the snap.
Down takes off right away up the middle. Turns out to the outside on the right and going down the sideline.
Quickly after a gain of about four. By Hunter McKinley, number 53, making the stop.
6 yard gain. Three left in this fourth quarter. 34-8 is the score. Great Souls down big time against this bigger school, but let's get some positive stuff.
Here we go, first and 10 for the Tigers.
Now here we go, Jackie Miles and Shotgun still.
First and goal for the Tigers. Miles takes the snap. He's back. He's going to keep it. He's going to try to run it in. He does. And he gets it down to, looks like, what, about the 4 yard line? He's inside the five.
He's trying to wait for a good spot of the ball. It's around the 5 yard line. We'll get a better spot here in a second. It might be a 6 yard line. Anyway, we're inside the 10. It is
second down.
Here we go.
Second and goal.
All right, here we go. Back in the power.
Up to White.
And Trey Sean does our
and he gets down.
And he got his
take it there.
But not nothing steps down. So it is now.
And the Tigers score. They put it in. I couldn't tell who took it in there. Yep. 6:55 left.
Or it was just given to Laren and don't go in. Either way, great still touchdown. Now 34-14 is the score. As the Tigers move forward, the line up forward and attempt to 2 points convert.
Going for 2 points.
Checking off still point by Kyle Appalachian. Trey Sean back deep. And we got Harris and Hoover at the fullback and linebacker. Pitch out wide, Laren.
And White's in for the 2 point conversion.
Down. I mean, 2 points.
Well, with 6:55 left in the fourth, it's 34-16 Northview. 34-16.
There's only one place to hear Northview High School football. It's right here on NorthEastGambia.com.
Fire lining up to kick off after their touchdown.
Barnes getting ready.
Kick from the 40. Lowry and Newhouse.
Kicking off for the Chiefs.
Back deep for the Chiefs.
Barnes had to kick off the drain. Delonte is waiting for the ref to drop his little hand there, which he does.
And he goes onside. And number 37 for the Chiefs, Chantry. Aaron Chantry covers the ball for the Chiefs. Good play by Mr. Chantry to cover the ball. So the Chiefs will take over on their own 47-yard line. So first and 10.
Great field position, which is always the risk with an onside kick. 47.
Looks like Brad Lowry will stay in at quarterback.
Left in this fourth quarter, Boston.
Chiefs break the huddle and come to the line. Lowry right up under center. He's got Jackson, Grice, and Newhouse in the backfield. Newhouse takes it over to the left, and he's straight up the middle, and he goes for a first down for about 15, 16-yard pickup. He's stopped by number 7, White, for the Tigers. Doug said, by a shoestring tie. Nice pickup by Mr. Newhouse.
Proud of that one.
Lowry gets the call from the sideline, takes it back to the huddle, shares it with his teammates, and they break the huddle and head for the line. Lowry up under center.
The ball is now on the Graceville 40-yard line.
First and 10 from the Graceville 40. And there's a whistle, and there goes the flags. And looks like it's going to be too much time by the Chiefs. So we get a delay of game penalty. So that's going to be 5 marched off against us, and be a 15 now. First and 15 for the Chiefs.
And the quarterback
heard official timeout. Now we're taking official timeout water break.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
Teams come out to the line. It's first and 15 for the Chiefs. The Tigers 45. Power takes a snap. Hands the ball to Newhouse. That's the number 2, Jackson. Jackson to go, and looks like he picks up about 7 yards. Takes it down to about the 38-yard line of the Tigers. Number 6, Montel Mitchell into the game, and Jackson out. Lowry takes him the sign, comes
up under center.
Oh, Newhouse takes a hand off.
Number 4, he has dropped down just past the line of scrimmage. And
Newhouse may have moved it about half a yard.
Lack of patience.
Third down, third and a long 7 now for the Chiefs.
So that was really unfortunate. Just trying to be.
Lowry brings the Chiefs to the line. Comes up under center.
For you, this broadcast right here on 94.7 WFBU. And here comes the snap again. Pitch number 4. Off the side.
Newhouse takes the snap now, goes over to the left, and he's going to pick up about. He's going to pick up a nice game, but he's going to pick up, most importantly, another first down for our Northview Chiefs. All the way down to what? The 20 yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 20 for the Chiefs.
With 4 minutes and 40 seconds left, it's still 34-16, the Northview Chiefs.
Here we go, back up to the line. Still Lowry, that quarterback. Comes up under center. And number three, Darius Christ, takes the handoff. It's good for about 3 yards, maybe four. So it'll be second and six. Chiefs back up to the line.
Come on, defense, let's get a stop here.
Oh, and they come through. Who's that come through? Number 51, Rusall. Elijah Rusall for the Tigers gets through. Looked like he was untouched. Comes through and gets a hold of Lowry and sacks him loose. About all the way back, maybe something. So it's going to be third and looks almost a long 9 yards. Howard back up under center.
9.75 yards.
Takes a snap. Newhouse takes the ball. And he might have got 1, maybe 2 yards. It's going to be fourth now. Graceful's defense tightened up on us on that. Looks like the Chiefs are going to go fire. Lowry gets a call from the sideline and goes to huddle with it. Gets it. Goes in, takes it to the line.
Why they're going for it on fourth down,
and he takes it and hands it to Newhouse. Newhouse takes it and he takes it for about 6 yards. It's not going to be enough for a first down, but it'll go over on down to the Graceful Tigers. So a lot of it's coming in, a lot of substitutions coming in for our Northview Chiefs. Try to pick up some of these numbers for you. And the flag goes down. See what this play is.
I hope it was polite, but it was definitely against the Graceful Tigers. It was a horrible hand to the Tigers' territory, back to about the 12 yard line.
March all five for legal participation against the Tigers. Miles back still, takes a snap. What a move. That man's a freshman. He makes some nice moves tonight for a young man under a lot of pressure tonight. Alex Payne for the stop, makes a sack on Miles. It's second down and about 15, 16 yards. Miles takes a snap out of shotgun, he's off to Hoover. No, he keeps it. He keeps it and takes it around for a big game. Aaron Chantry making the stop. So it looks like it's going to be about 3rd and 3. Got a minute 15 left in this game.
Still
Ball back. Shotgun takes a snap. And there's a pass, and it's intercepted by number 44, Stephen Long. Long takes it down just inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line. Stephen Long with the interception. Stephen Long, interception. So, we had 53.6 seconds left. It's 34-16, and the North Chiefs have had another turnover with Stephen Long's interception of Jackie Miles of the Tigers, and they'll have the ball. Chiefs bring it to the line with Brad Lowry at quarterback. He's under center. And see what happens here. He takes a snap. And they're just going to kneel and run out the clock. So we're going to run the time down. And that's going to do it. Looks like we might have time for one more play. Let's see. But all in all, the victory is going to go to our Northview Chiefs, their first game for 2009-2010 season. The Northview Chiefs are going to win 34-16 over the Graceful Tigers. To head coach Sid Wheatley and staff, congratulations. That's going to do it right there for Northview. Listen to this crowd. It's been a good time for the student. So that's the final. The Northview Chiefs, 34, and the Graceful Tigers, 16.
Official home for the Northview Chiefs, northiscambia.com.